Dozens of protesters gathered in front of the Washoe County District Attorney's Office Friday to demand an investigation into an officer-involved shooting in Sparks earlier this year, which killed a young black man. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck covered the demonstration.
D.A. Hicks, we can see!
D.A. Hicks, we can see!
You're covering for the Sparks PD!
You're covering for the Sparks PD!
They murdered him in the street!
They murdered him in the street!
Justice for Micaiah Lee!
Justice for Micaiah Lee!
In January, Sparks police officers responded to a call of a suicidal person, identified as 18-year-old Sparks resident Micaiah Lee. Lee left the scene in a car, and Sparks PD spotted him a few blocks away. The Associated Press reported that Lee crashed the vehicle, and police said he reached towards a weapon before officers shot and killed him. Lee's mother and other community members are demanding that the investigation, including body cam footage of the incident, be released. Washoe County District Attorney Christopher Hicks is in charge of evaluating the incident and determining if this officer-involved shooting is justifiable, according to the Sierra Nevada Ally. That conclusion has not yet been published. In response, Lee's mother stood next to a large poster of her son while protesters lay down in the street. They held posters in the shape of tombstones with the names of local people who have died in the hands of law enforcement. Co-organizer Nathaniel Phillips says this type of demonstration is called a die-in.
So we have, you know, our banners, our signs, our megaphones, but our bodies are a tool. Bayard Rustin is a famous civil rights icon. He organized with MLK, the March on Washington. He said we have to put our bodies in the spokes, in the wheels of the system, so they no longer turn. That's why we did a die-in.
Phillips said one specific change he would like to see is not having law enforcement officers respond to nonviolent situations.
Mental health professionals can respond to mental health crises. People without guns can respond to nonviolent situations.
Black Lives Matter protests have swept through the country and in Nevada, bringing awareness to police violence as people demand structural change. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.